Devoted to the Isle of Wight, this is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We have some guests in this afternoon. Who have we got in, Maddie?
We have Michelle and Eleanor from the Green Barn. Isle of Wight Dairy Goats.
Isle of Wight Dairy Goats.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
So the Green Barn, all I know about the Green Barn is that I drive past it a lot on the road from Yarmouth to Newport.
We keep saying, must go in there.
But of course you don't, because we're trying to get to Newport and come back again. So what goes on at the Green Barn?
Well, do pop in and see us at the Green Barn. We have our dairy goat herd, and we milk and we produce our range of cheeses, goat's milk fudge, goat's milk, and we have a range of island produce as well. But best of all, you get to see the goats.
Well,
yes. They've got babies this time of year, I suspect.
We do, yes. We've got babies at this time of year. We've had lots of births already. Mm. And possibly by the time we get home today, there might be a couple more.
I presume there's somebody there looking after the place.
Oh, yes. Husband Richard, who does all the hard work.
Oh, that's what men are for.
Thanks.
It says here you have goat's kefir.
That's right,
what
yes.
What is it?
Goat's kefir. Kefir is a fermented milk product.
Right.
Full of good bacteria. I mean, it's very good for the digestion
Is it a bit, you're talking about a bit like yogurt, something like that?
It is. It's a little bit like a yogurt, but it's very tart. It's very sharp to drink. You just have a small amount each day, but it's thought to be very beneficial to the digestive system.
Well, it sits in the gut, does it?
That's right.
Oh, right.
That's, yes. Mm.
So what got you into breeding and using goats as a dairy herd?
Oh, well, my husband's background is milking and dairying, and we always wanted our own herd, and we've been going for a number of years with our goats and making cheese and such. So, yes, it's been a progression and a lifelong ambition.
Wow. So the difference between goat's milk and cow's milk is obviously a different flavour.
Yeah, there's a different flavour. There's differences. I mean, as lovely as cow's milk is, we enjoy cow's milk just as much, but goat's milk can be easier to digest. It's slightly different in its makeup. It's naturally homogenized. The fat globules are slightly smaller and such. So it's slightly easier for people with digestive difficulties to manage.
So, I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot too much because I'm not a medical person and don't suppose you are either, but if you had an allergy to cow's milk, would you be able to drink goat's milk?
Some people find they can,
yes. Okay, that's a good answer, yes. So it might be worth checking it out if you've got a particular allergy.
Yes, it might be, that's right.
Mm. Now, what sort of cheeses do you make?
We make a soft cheese. That was our first cheese that we started, and we do that in a variety of flavours. So it's plain, of course, and then garlic, we do one with chives, also mixed herbs, so a range of flavours of our soft cheese. And then the last few months we've been developing and making, which is proving very popular, a rind ripened cheese. So it's a little bit like a brie. It develops its flavour over its lifetime, and that's proving very popular.
You do all this on the premises?
We do, yes.
So take me through getting from milk coming out of the cow to cheese.
It's coming out of a goat.
That's
all right.
It's all right. I don't know why I'm waving my hands on the radio because it really doesn't work. But so, yeah,
people can see.
I was going to make that mistake at some point, so I'm glad I made it now. So milking a goat to goat's cheese, how do we get from one to the other?
Right, well, the goats are milked twice a day, very early in the morning and then early evening. And again, husband Richard does all the hard work. The milk is pasteurised, which means it's heat treated to kill off any possible bad bacteria and such. So it's pasteurised. Then from pasteurisation, it goes through the cheese making process. So there's a starter added and rennet, which coagulates and separates the curds and whey. And from that curds, they get drained and into our soft cheese. So the whole process from basically goat to pot, because our cheese is in a pot, is about 72 hours.
It's incredibly fresh.
That's fairly fast. I was thinking it was going to take ages, but it doesn't. But presumably then the cheese has to mature over a longer period?
Well, our soft cheeses are designed to be eaten fresh. They're a fresh young cheese. They're eaten within the sort of 2 or 3 weeks of making.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
And can people see this process in action if they come visit your place, or is that something you do outside of visiting? You're shaking your head over there, I can see.
It's not a process that we sort of have viewers for, but I mean, they can certainly see the goats, meet the goats out in the field and such.
Buy the cheese.
Yes, and have a taste and things like that.
I imagine you've got all sorts of...
Yes.
Imagine you've got all sorts of health and safety regulations.
That's
so
right.
You can't go and watch the cheese.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that's fair enough.
So do you run a breeding program so that you've got new goats coming along all the time?
Yes, we do. We have our own Billy and, we have two Billies, actually.
They're busy boys, I suspect.
Busy boys, yes.
Busy Billies,
yes. Loki and Thor.
Thor,
yes, mighty
Thor.
That's
an interesting name for a goat, yeah.
And yes, we do. We breed our followers, as they're called, and so yes, after 2 years, they in turn have their babies and join the herd.
Oh, wow! So, how many have you got in your herd currently?
At the moment, when we left, 102.
Oh. Really? Well,
all together.
All together. All on that patch of land where your place is, or are they in different fields?
No, they're all with us.
Right, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, our goats are free to graze out, but that's their choice. They have housing that they lay in and eat hay and are weighted on hand and hoof.
Of course.
And but they're free to go out when they want to.
Interesting. So we've got happy goats, which make better milk.
Indeed, yes.
I think they do. They must do, mustn't
must
they?
Must do, yes.
Must do. So... Now, people sometimes look at goats and say, are goats dangerous to be around, or can they be dangerous to be around?
Not dangerous, but without any animal, you just need to be sensible.
Yeah,
but
course,
no, yes. They're inquisitive. They're lovely creatures, but they're interested. They're interested in everything that goes on.
Do
so
you mean
they're
nosy?
Yeah. That's the word.
I found that when I've met goats, that I went to a meeting with loads of goats. When I've come across goats before, they actually just want to come up and say hello, see who you are, what's going on.
Exactly.
Then they get bored and wander off.
Yes. So they'll investigate all laces or hair or fingers and that sort of thing. But they're never nasty or anything. They're lovely creatures.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll take a piece of music and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about. Goat's milk and cheese.
Yes.
You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
On Vectis Radio FM 104.6. And we've still got our guests in, haven't we?
We have Michelle and Eleanor here from the Green Barn.
Green Barn and goats. Right, now we were talking about goat's milk and cheese. What else have you got down there?
What do we feed your goats on?
Well, they're fed, they have lots of hay and fresh water, of course, but they have a concentrated mix as well, which, like a dairy nut, which gives them their proteins and minerals and such, which is very important to keep their health and also to produce lovely milk.
Mm. It sounds to me like they're spoiled rotten.
Just a bit. And the odd cracker is a treat.
Right. Okay, yes.
And what sort of flavour is the cheese, the various cheeses, are they all different, are they similar?
The soft cheeses, I mean the basic flavour, it's a mild goat's cheese, so we often say, you know, do try, if perhaps you're a little unsure with goat's cheese per se, our goat's cheese is quite mild, and it's very fresh and light, and it can combine well with other dishes and other flavours. It's used a lot in recipes. It's used across the island on a lot of the menus in the hotels and restaurants, which we're delighted about. So it's a light, fresh taste.
And they use it for cooking as well as serving up at the end of the meal with, you know, the plastic cheese.
Yes, I mean, there's a twice-baked souffle, which are made by Sea View Hotel, and that's very popular.
Yeah. See, I know I love cheese souffle. I really do.
Yes.
If it's done properly, you can't beat a cheese souffle.
Yes, and Thompson's do amazing things with it too.
Do they?
So, yes.
Oh, right.
So we're very pleased to be included on the menu.
So you supply right the way across the island?
We do, and to a number of the farm shops as well, yes.
Okay. That's good.
So this is genuine Isle of Wight produce, isn't it?
Oh, yes, genuine Isle of Wight produce, and we are White Mark accredited. So we're very proud of that as well.
So you should be. You should be. Excellent. And I hear you have tea rooms, so we can come and sample the your goodies.
Yes, you can indeed. Yes, yes.
Not
you're
the
welcome.
Goats. Can't
Not the goats.
The goats.
No, no. See the goats. Pet the goats. But no, have a cup of tea, coffee, cake. We do cheese and biscuits, of course. With our cheese, so yes, no, welcome, and a range of island produce as well. So,
so does it cost anything to come and visit you?
No, we're free to visit.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Just pop down, say hi. We're open.
And then have a cup of tea.
Yes,
it would be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Now, just to explain to people, I know exactly where you are, but the rest of the island may not. You're on the main Yarmouth to Newport Road.
That's right. Yes, we are. We're about 2 miles out of Yarmouth, coming back towards Newport.
Yes.
Just at the top of Ningwood Hill, really. Yep. As you come out of the trees, we're over on the right-hand side.
Yep, I know exactly where you are, because you've got a nice little sign saying it.
We do. There's
well.
Big white gates, so it's hard to miss us.
And there's
really.
Parking for people to come in. If they
Lots of parking,
oh,
yes. Just
good.
Drive down to the barn, to the green barn itself.
Yeah, and then there we are. It's all obvious, and you can go and have a look at the goats and have some fun and a cup of tea or whatever you want.
That's right. Have
can
a
we see
around.
The babies?
It's the right time of day, yes. I mean, this moment they're in their nursery, because it's still a bit cold and damp for them, but when the better weather comes, they'll be out and about a little bit more. But there's goats to see of all different ages.
The question has just popped into my head, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. Do you get a lot of manure?
There's quite a bit of manure, but it gets some return to the fields as part of our looking after the land. And
well, that's
and
good. That's good idea. Yeah.
Not like pack-a-poo then.
No, but some places sell their manure, don't they? But you use it yourself. That's right.
We do. Yes. I mean, to feed the land. We don't put chemicals and
that.
So manure goes back on.
That's a really good point, because then you're saying that your milk. And cheese is largely free of any additives. It's all
I mean,
organic to as far as you can make it.
Yes, I mean, we're not certified, but we try and keep to organic principles.
Yeah,
we don't.
Certification's quite a tall order for some.
Yes,
ways.
It is. That's
and,
right.
You're doing your best efforts to keep it as organic as you can.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
keep
what
it
made
natural.
You pick that property that you moved into?
Well, it offered everything that we could wish for. I mean, though it wasn't a dairy farm at the time, it gave the potential to do so. So the buildings were good, and we've been fencing and all making it right for the goats and for us ever since.
So good, we know where you are. How can people find out more? Have you got a website or something like that?
Yes, we do indeed. I haven't got.
What's the website? You've got it written down there, haven't
it's
you?
It's thegreenbarn-isleofwhitedairygoats.co.uk.
Green
That's quite
barn,
a long mouthful. I shall say it again. thegreenbarn-isleofwhitedairygoats.co.uk.
Well, what we'll do is we'll put a link up on the Vetish Radio Facebook page. I know you've got a Facebook page. I linked to it earlier on. And
there's a phone number as well.
Okay, what's the phone number then?
It's 761310.
Oh, it's definitely a Yarmouth number then.
761310.
But just go there. It's half term now. If you're listening and you've got children going, what are we going to do today? You can go out
go
there and have
the
a
goats.
Look. Or go and see the goats.
Yeah,
you?
Pop down.
Pop down.
Bring your wellies.
Yeah.
So what are the crafts and gifts you have?
There's a lot of crafts that we produce ourselves. I mean, we a goat's milk soap, which we make.
All right.
Wow.
Yes. There's Eleanor does a range of 1/12 miniatures.
All right.
So for collectors, and they're available to see and buy. Beadwork, jewellery. We have antique prints as well, which is interesting and an interest of ours as well. And there's some Angora wool, which is mohair, mohair wool from Angora goats.
Okay.
So we have that not. From a colleague here on the island, and then we have produce as well from other island.
So it's a good couple of hours entertainment for you and your family if you want to. Plus,
and you can eat,
and you can eat, and you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
Well,
you could part for nothing as well. Now, come on. So that's The Green Barn on the Yarmouth to Newport Road. You can't miss it, really you can't. There's a big enough sign. Green Barn, Isle of Wight Dairy Goats. And you've got goat's cheese, goat's milk, goat's kefir, which is a bit like yoghurt but isn't quite.
That's right.
And milk fudge. Fudge. We didn't talk about fudge.
We have some here.
We've got
to try it out.
Oh, well, what a shame. Someone's got to. not for you. You're going to be allergic to it.
Yeah, obviously.
Crafts, gifts and island produce. And you can meet the goats for nothing, but do go and have a cup of tea. And
can you meet Michelle and Eleanor too?
Yeah, you can meet Michelle and Eleanor too, and you might see your husband if he's not worked himself into the ground by then.
That's right, if you're really lucky. And look hard.
You will see lots of goats. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
I hope we get loads of visitors, this couple of weeks and, of course, in the summer when it's picked up. But you're saying, bring your wellies if you're coming this
week.
Bring
wellies.
We've had a lot of rain, and if you don't mind your kids getting muddy, I'm sure they'll have a great time.
I'm sure they will, yes.
Yeah, so that's on the Newport to Yarmouth Road.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.